Pilgrims from around the world are pouring into the holy Iraqi city of Karbala to commemorate Arba'een, a religious ceremony marking the 40th day after the martyrdom anniversary of Prophet Muhammad's grandson, Imam Hussein. Black-clad pilgrims are walking towards Karbala, where they will take part in the morning ceremonies around Imam Hussein's shrine. According to Iraqi authorities, some 17 million people have already arrived in the holy city. Iraqi forces have tightened security to protect pilgrims against terrorist attacks. The Arba'een ceremony, which is one of the largest religious gatherings in the world, falls on December the 13th this year. Imam Hussein and his 72 companions were martyred in the Battle of Karbala on the day of Ashura 14 centuries ago after refusing to pledge allegiance to the tyrant ruler of his time. To discuss that further, and I joined with Dr. Saeb Shath, who is an author and Middle East affairs expert, and he's joining us live now via Skype from Belfast. Now, I'm wondering, Dr. Shath, about this year, of course, there's special significance when it comes to this Arba'een commemoration, considering, of course, you know, there's a threat of Daesh, also known as, of course, the so-called Islamic State. How do you feel about the strength of these people out in the streets?
To start with, Al-Arba'een is the, as you mentioned yourself, is the day of the martyrdom of the grandson Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein and 72 of his companions, including family and supporters, members, were martyred on the Al-Ashura day. And in that, they showed their standing against Yazid and his tyranny at the time. This is become as the example and the model of galvanized resistance spirit, which is the people from then are learning from such martyrdom the lesson how to resist honorably and in a dignified manner tyranny, occupation, and justice. And that is around the whole Arab world and Islamic world. Since then, of this, Al-Arba'een is one of the largest, as you mentioned yourself in your report, of a human gathering on earth. It's going to be tomorrow on Saturday. And the Iraqi authorities are faced with a colossal number of people. Around 20 billion arrived in the holy city of Karbala. And Iraq, with that kind of colossal security and logistics task, need to facilitate the proceedings to the city of the Holy Karbala. So, and that, as you as well mentioned, they are faced with ISIL, the Takfiri groups, who are waging the war on Iraq on behalf of Zionism and Arab reactionary regimes and multitude of Western interests. That as well lends itself to the legacy of the Americans' occupation and the return of some of the American forces under cover of advisors to assist the Iraqi government in combating ISIL. That, all of it, create a very such sensitive security situation in Iraq. I am myself very worried when we know that terrorist attacks are mainly targeting holy sites. I am sure that the Iraqi security forces are struggling right now to cope with this number, a huge number, 20 million we're talking about. Hence that I call on all the neighboring countries to provide Iraq with any help they can to aid the Iraqi forces and government in protecting the pilgrims who are there to celebrate such a momentous ceremony for the Muslims. The Arba'een is a very important celebration for Muslims. This is, as I said, is the day and the memory for Muslims to remember and to adhere to the memory of Imam Hussein, how to resist tyranny, how to stand against injustice, how to fight occupation. So I call on the neighboring countries to aid Iraq in protecting the people and to facilitate the Iraqi people in protecting the pilgrims, instead of some reactionary forces in the area encouraging their takfiri groups to target the civilians while they're doing their holy dues.
Okay, we'll leave it there at that. But of course, as always, we do appreciate your opinions. That was Dr. Saeb Shath, who is speaking to us live from Belfast.